Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the GPT Infraprojects Limited Q3 and 9M FY26 earnings conference call hosted by MUFG Intime. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Omkar Bagwe from MUFG Intime for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Omkar Bagwe.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I welcome you all to the earnings conference call to discuss Q3 and 9M FY25 results of GPT Infraprojects Limited. On behalf of GPT Infraprojects Limited, I am delighted to welcome you all to this call. Thank you for taking the time out on this call to discuss our latest financial results and performance. To discuss our results, we have with us from the management, Mr. Atul Tantiya, the Joint Managing Director and CFO. He will take you through their results, and then we will proceed to Q&A session. Before we proceed to the call, a small disclaimer: this conference may contain certain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. The actual results may differ materially. These statements are not a guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. A detailed safe harbor statement is also given in the company's investor presentation. Now, I would like to hand the call over to Mr. Atul Tantiya. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Omkar. Good afternoon, everyone, and a warm welcome to the GPT Infraprojects Limited earnings conference call for the third quarter and the nine months ended December 31, 2025. I hope you all have had the opportunity to go through our financial results and the investor presentation released yesterday on the website of the stock exchanges and on our website as well. I will briefly take you through the key highlights for the quarter and the nine months. Before I move to the financial performance, I would like to highlight a significant strategic development during the quarter. During the quarter, GPT Infraprojects Limited entered into a share purchase agreement to acquire 100% equity stake in Alcon Builders and Engineers Private Limited, a well-established signaling EPC contractor with over three decades of execution experience in the Indian railway ecosystem. Alcon is among a limited set of technically qualified players in the country that are eligible to independently bid for large-value contracts for signaling exceeding more than rupees 100 crores for Indian Railways, IRCON, and RVNL. Alcon provides end-to-end EPC solutions covering design, procurement, installation, integration, and testing, and currently has an unexecuted order book of approximately rupees 200 crores, providing strong forward revenue visibility. The signaling EPC segment is a highly specialized space with significant entry barriers and only around a handful of contractors nationwide who possess comparable qualifications, certification, and execution capabilities. This acquisition provides GPT a plug-and-play platform with an experienced technical team, established OEM relationships, and a ready execution ecosystem which would otherwise take several years to build organically. Strategically, this acquisition marks GPT's entry into the high-margin signaling EPC system and complements our long-standing relationship of over four decades with Indian Railways. The opportunity is substantial, and the current signaling EPC market is estimated at around $1.5 billion, and the Indian Railways is planning a capital outlay of nearly rupees 1 trillion over the next 6 years towards signaling modernization. With GPT's strong governance framework, balance and strength of balance sheet and execution discipline, we believe the signaling business has the potential to emerge as a meaningful contributor to both revenues and margins over the medium to long term. This transaction is an all-cash deal of rupees 154.19 crores with a structured holdback, and the closing is expected on or before March 31, 2026, subject to conditions precedent as per the SPA. Now, moving forward to our financial performance for the third quarter and nine months ended December 31, 2025. For Q3 FY26, on a standalone basis, the revenue from operations stood at rupees 273.3 crores, and on a consolidated basis, revenues for the quarter ended at rupees 283.9 crores, a growth of approximately 2%. For the nine months ended FY26, standalone revenues were at rupees 852.4 crores as compared to rupees 790.3 crores in the same period last year, while on a consolidated basis, revenues stood at rupees 875.2 2 crores compared to rupees 807.3 crores in 9 months FY25. Our standalone EBITDA for Q3 FY26 was at rupees 39.9 crores compared to rupees 35.8 crores last year, while EBITDA for the 9 months ended stood at rupees 123.6 crores compared to rupees 110.3 crores in 9 months FY25. On a consolidated basis, EBITDA for the quarter stood at rupees 41.8 crores and for the 9 months ended December 31, 2025, EBITDA was at rupees 130.3 crores. We continue to maintain our long-term EBITDA margin guidance of over 13%, which has been our hurdle rate historically. With improvement in revenues and better absorption of fixed costs, operational efficiencies continue to support strong margin stability, and we expect to enhance these levels going forward as well, especially with the acquisition of Alcon and the Africa operations contributing better going forward. Profitability has also remained healthy. Consolidated PAT for Q3 FY26 stood at rupees 20.2 crores, while for the 9 months, consolidated PAT was at rupees 65.4 crores compared to 55.8 crores during the same period last year. On a standalone basis, PAT was at rupees 19.6 crores compared to rupees 63.2 crores for the 9 months FY26. Cash flows remain stable, supported by strong execution, discipline, working capital management and reduction in continued expectation of reduction in interest cost. The execution was muted during the quarter on account of extended monsoon and festival season in October month. Now coming to the segmental performance, the infrastructure segment continues to be the backbone of our business. For the 9 months ended December 31, 2025, the infrastructure segment reported revenues of rupees 800 crores, which is approximately 94% of the company's total revenues. Key projects such as Prayagraj Ganga Bridge, Kona Expressway, Rani Ganj Bypass and other ongoing contracts continue to perform well and drive execution. The infrastructure segment order book backlog was at rupees 3942 crores as on December 31, 2025. The sleeper segment in Panagar generated revenues of rupees 55 crores during the 9 months ended December 31, 2025, and the African operations generated revenues of approximately 12 crores during the 9 months. It has an order book of rupees 473 crores as on this date. The performance was primarily driven by the steady demand in the domestic market, along with contributions from our South Africa operations. We continue to work towards improving the utilization levels across geographies. The Ghana factory has also started operations recently and will contribute to the revenue and margins in Q4 onwards. Now coming to our order book position, the highlight for the quarter has been the new orders backed by the company. We have received new order inflow of approximately rupees 1072 crores in Q3 and were further declared L1 in a large contract of rupees 1201 crores yesterday, our share being 40%, that is rupees 480 crores. As on December 31, 2025, the company has a net unexecuted order book of rupees 4415 crores, excluding the L1, representing approximately 3.75 times our FY25 revenues, providing strong medium-term revenue visibility. During the year till date, we have achieved an order inflow of rupees 1770 crores, excluding the L1, and this has enabled us to bump up our full-year target for the order inflow from rupees 2,000 crores, which was our previous guidance, to rupees 2,500 crores. This will be the highest order inflow in any financial year for GPT Infra. With a strong order book, diversified project portfolio, stable margins and improving balance sheet metrics, we believe we are well positioned to sustain growth momentum while maintaining financial discipline. As we move forward, our focus remains on timely execution, selective bidding, strengthening our balance sheet and improving return ratios, while continuing to build a robust and healthy order pipeline. Added to this, we will focus on developing the signaling business manifold, given the plug-and-play platform with the acquisition of Alcon Builders and Engineers. With this, I would now like to open the floor for any questions and answers and request the moderator to kindly queue the questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Darshil Pandya from FinTrust Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible? Yes.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. So, Atulji, I just wanted to understand the rationale behind, you know, acquiring Alcon Builders. Technically, if you see, this business is into signaling, telecommunication, and lightworks. And we are quite into infrastructure and, you know, a bit of railways that is into other parts. So just wanted to understand how is this going to benefit us in longer time frame, and what are we seeing in this company? As you know, we have acquired 154 crore valuation, the company doing sales of just 100 crores. So where are we seeing this company going in next 2 to 3 years? How is it going to, you know, contribute to us in GPT Group?
Sure. Thank you. So Alcon does railway signaling and telecommunication work for Indian Railways. We are bidding for a lot of these EPC contracts wherein signaling is almost a 15% kind of portion for the entire EPC contract bid that we generally do submit to the Indian Railways. With this acquisition, we will be able to do signaling works in-house compared to outsourcing it to other agencies who were charging a 20% kind of margin. This business with Alcon has an EBITDA margin of approximately 22%, and that will be directly available to us. The order book there is approximately, like I said, is 200 crores. So that, again, order book will contribute heavily to the margin. With us stepping in, obviously, we will be able to bump up the order book given our relationship with Indian Railways and our other EPC business as well.
Mm-hmm.
As regards the valuation of 154 crores, the company is sitting on cash of almost 45 crores, which is available to the to GPT. And therefore, the net acquisition value is close to 100 odd crores compared to 154 crores, which is the headline acquisition value. Which represents almost 1x the revenue. The acquisition is not dilutive to our valuation, and it will be accretive to our valuation as such.
Understood. And what is the PAT margin that this company is doing?
PAT margin, so they don't have any debt. So after 22% at 22% EBITDA level, it would translate to almost 15% kind of PAT. That is an adjusted PAT because the promoters were drawing a salary which was quite high. So that would obviously fall off once the acquisition is complete.
And what is the plan for next 2 to 3 years? Where do we see this, you know, 100 crores of revenue scaling from?
So we see this in the next 3 years, the revenue will double from here. So it will be a 200 crore kind of business for us in the next 3 years.
Okay, understood. And the second question is with regards to our execution part. Sir, as on date, as we sit on almost 5,000 crore order book, we have got tremendous high orders, you know, in last 6 months. Wanted to understand one thing that, you know, in the results, we didn't see the kind of execution that we should be, you know, probably we were anticipating. And for our 20% guidance as well, we need to do a tremendous hard job for Q4 if we need to meet that guidance. So what is the plan in that, and what is something that is stopping us to, you know, aggressively go on this order book that we have now? Because earlier order book was around 3 times, now we have around 4 and 5 times. So just to understand, how aggressive are we for now?
So the incremental orders that we received are largely in December and one L1 in January itself, which is approximately 1,500 crores out of the 5,000. Mm-hmm. So you have to appreciate that those orders don't add to the revenue on day one. It takes about four to five months to start adding to the revenue because a large part of the thing is also in terms of design of the contracts and handing over of the land, etc. So those 1,500 crores of order book has not really contributed to the revenue. Secondly, Q3, like I said in my opening remarks, the execution was depressed due to the extended monsoon in October. In this year, I'm sure you're aware, India has faced heavy monsoon, and it was also extended till mid of October. October also represents the entire Durga Puja, Navratri, and Diwali period, which traditionally leads to a lot of disruption due to the workers, etc. So that has also affected Q3 for us. Generally, Durga Puja Navratri happens in September, and you know the Diwali is in October. But this time, October had both the festivals. So we are still confident of maintaining our guidance in terms of 1,400 crores of orders this 1,400 crores of revenues this year, compared to 1,180 crores last year, which would represent a growth of almost 220 crores. That is close to 20%, 18 to 20%. Given the strong performance that we're seeing in Q4, And I'm sure that we'll come back with a bang for Q4.
Oh, all the best. And I'll fall back in the queue. Thank you so much.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on a touchtone telephone. The next question comes from the line of Pranav from Prudent Equity. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so you said you are maintaining the guidance of like 18 to 20%. For that, in Q4 you'll have to do like more than 500 crores, which is like almost a 50% year-on-year growth. So do you actually see that happening in Q4?
So it's not more than 50% growth in Q4. Last year, Q4 was significantly higher. So we see the 500 crore, close to 45 crore kind of number happening in Q4. For us, last year, Q4 was approximately...
it was like around...
380 crores.
Yeah.
So from 380 to 480 is not a 50% kind of growth, 4500. So that's almost like a 30% kind of growth. So we see that 30% right. Kind of growth happening for this year, for this quarter.
Right. Okay. And my next question was, like, as of this moment, you had like the highest order book ever.
So
right?
Go ahead. To achieve that, there are two or three things we should also contribute. One is this acquisition of Alcon, which will give us revenues in Q4. Second is also the operations in Ghana, which will also contribute. So these things have not happened in the last 9 months. So both these things will also contribute to the 500 crore kind of number that we're looking for in Q4.
So wouldn't that Alcon consolidation happen in FY27?
No, so the acquisition is effect from 1st January. We have gained transitory control as per the share purchase agreement signed yesterday, and the acquisition is effect from 1st January.
Right, okay. My next question was, like, you have the highest ever order book ever in the company's history, I guess. So that's almost like 5 times order book to revenue ratio. So what do you expect in FY27? And to finance that, do we expect any fundraising happening in the future?
So FY27, we are expecting more than 25% kind of growth given the strong order book that we do have. We will give the full year guidance in our annual results, which is in which we will do the con call sometime in May. And however, having said that, given the order book of almost 4 times our revenues, we expect almost 25% kind of growth. Our revenue, our execution cycle has always been strong, and we expect it to remain strong. In terms of financing the same, I think that we don't expect any dilution or equity fundraise at this moment. We are We do have strong internal accruals, and cash flow to EBITDA has also been strong, almost at 80%. We don't expect any equity fundraise to happen. Obviously, some working capital debt would be required, both in terms of funded and non-funded, in terms of bank guarantees, etc., which we will approach our consortium bankers.
Right. Okay. So just an industry-wise question. Like, if you see, like, across the industry, there was like a slowdown of orders in terms of government orders. So, but in that scenario also we bagged like quite a few orders. So, would there be any margin pressure, or like we continue to maintain the similar margins?
So, I've said that in my opening remarks as well. We maintain the order, EBITDA hurdle rate of 13%, and we expect to be north of 13%, especially with the addition of Alcon as well as the operations in Africa also picking up.
Right, sir. And my last would be, any update on the pledge and the release of the same?
So the pledge stands today at almost 35% of the promoter of the total company shareholding. We already approached the consortium to reduce that further. We expect it to come down to 25% in the near term, and then further reduce from there.
Right. Thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Ritesh Bhagwati from Alpha Plus Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. Last quarter, you mentioned short-term borrowings rose temporarily due to, you know, monsoon execution and invoicing delays, which led to working capital days increase. Now, could you share an update as to what is our current working capital days as compared to, like, last quarter?
The borrowings has come down slightly, by almost 10 to 15 crores, compared to the 168 crore kind of number that was there in last quarter. Has come down by almost 10 to 15 crores as of now. In terms of working capital days, obviously, if the borrowings has come down, working capital days has also kind of shaved off by about 10 odd days. So we are now back to double digits in terms of working capital days.
Okay. Fair enough. Like, that's it from my end. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Parth Kotak from Plus 91 Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi Atul sir, hopefully you're doing well. Most of the questions have been answered. Just you mentioned to the previous participant that debt has actually come down, meaning the acquisition that we did was fully from internal accruals, is it?
So the acquisition has not been completed. Acquisition is the share purchase agreement was signed yesterday. Like I said in my opening remarks, acquisition will close on compliance of certain condition precedent in the SPA. That is expected to close on or before March 31, 2026.
Okay, super. That's helpful. Sir, secondly, concrete sleepers, we are guiding for about 130-140 crores of revenue. So is it Ghana which has not really picked up and we expect Q4 to be really strong?
So concrete sleepers till now, we have done close to 78 crores in terms of revenues. We expect this quarter to do almost 45 to 50 crores in terms of concrete sleeper business. So we would be doing close to 125 crores for concrete sleepers for the full year, which is quite close to the overall guidance for the year at 130 crores.
Absolutely, sir. And sir, lastly, on the execution front, we like, I think we've already seen we have a pretty healthy order book. Assuming the execution period for order book would be about 2 years, right? So maybe even with a slight delay by the end of FY28, we should at least see this order book getting executed.
No, the entire order book of 5,000 doesn't get executed by FY28. This entire order book would get executed by FY29. Because a large part of the order book, like I said previously as well, it has been in the last 45 odd days. So that will take 3 years to get executed minimum. So by FY29, this entire 5,000 odd crores of order book would get executed.
Sure, sir. Sure. Thanks a lot and wish you all the very best for the quarters to come.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Shivam Revankar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, Atul. Can you hear me?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. Most of my questions are answered, Atul. It's just about this new strategic acquisition. So, are we able to provide some details on the phases of the transaction, if there are any? Because you mentioned you are going to pay it through internal accruals. I'm just curious to know, like, how that will happen, because you know, it doesn't look like there's that much cash at one go.
So we will pay approximately 125 odd crores in the next 45 odd days. The internal accrual is quite strong. We do have some investments sitting on the balance sheet as well in terms of mutual funds, etc. And we do have the working capital lines, which are not fully drawn down. We do have adequate drawing power, but the working capital lines from the banks are not fully utilized. So obviously that will get also fully utilized if I say this internal accruals as well.
Okay. And with that, what would be your updated debt guidance, Atul? Because from last year,
so debt,
you know,
so debt would obviously increase by almost 80 odd crores given the drawdown of the working capital, but that would, that, like I said previously as well, this acquiring company is sitting on cash of almost 45 crores. So we are quite comfortable with that, because once that acquisition is complete, we can use that cash to repay the debt as well.
Okay. Yeah, and that will mean our next year sort of interest costs are going to be in 35-40 crore range.
No, it should not be 35-40 crore range, because interest cost would be below 30 crores next year.
Oh, I see. But you are expecting because this quarter again, there was interest, expense of some 10 crores. That's my basis to actually. So when with this addition, I'm thinking that it will go even higher. But you're comfortable with that, right?
So this 9 months interest cost has been 23 odd crores, which is expected to close the year at almost 27-28 crores. We see an incremental interest cost of almost 4 odd crores from this acquisition.
Okay.
But with the acquisition, my EBITDA would also go up by almost 25 odd crores.
I see. Okay. And what you also mentioned during last call, that there is another EPC sort of order that we can expect. So do you think that is going to happen?
Pardon?
You mentioned that there's another EPC order from, the like of Ivory Coast order you got, we can expect something like that from that region, an EPC order. Do you think that is in line?
Yes, so for Africa, we are actively pursuing opportunities in a couple of countries. Let's see how it plays out. Africa, I've always said, is a very patient continent. Nothing happens very fast in Africa. They take their own time. So we'll have to wait for it.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. The next question comes from the line of Darshil Pandya from FinTrust Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you again for taking off my question. Sir, my question is with more regards to the interest cost, because since we've been tracking this company, the fundraise that we did, we reduced our debt significantly, but obviously we are not seeing the effect on the P&L side, because obviously what we have been paying is something that is there. So just to understand, how is this working, and how much have we completely deployed, or is there something that is still yet to be deployed from the QIP proceeds?
Part of the QIP proceeds is also being used for this acquisition as well. So interest cost has come down. So at the peak, I think 2 years ago, interest cost was close to 40 plus crores. This year, it will come down to below 30 crores as well. Last year also, it was around 27-28 crores. So we are looking at reduction in interest cost going forward further from here, given the strong cash rate that we do have. In addition to that, like I said, the acquisition, although we'll add on incremental debt, but that would be a temporary bridge, because a large part of that would also be able to reduce due to the cash sitting on the balance sheet.
Yeah, but technically we will need some cash also to run the company again, right?
No, that company has a very strong cash flow. They have zero debt on their balance sheet. They don't have... You're talking about the acquisition or the existing operations?
The existing operations and the new operations, because, since it's sitting on a 50 crore cash, but technically that money will be, needed to churn out more business in future.
No, so that company has a very strong, cash flow profile. We don't anticipate any working capital requirement there to grow the business there. They have a very strong EBITDA, and cash flow to EBITDA is also very strong. Given the strong relationship they have with their vendors, they are able to provide the line of credit at the vendor level compared to having any bank facilities. So we don't anticipate much of a challenge in that.
Mm-hmm. And do we need, of course, continuing from the earlier question, do we need any fundraise or something to, execute this order book now? Or where do we need to invest now to, scale up this number as the base grows bigger?
So for executing this existing order book for GPT Infra, we don't need, like I said, much of fundraise from an equity perspective. Obviously, some working capital lines, both in terms of fund-based as well as bank guarantee limits, we might require. Having said that, with the use of insurance surety bonds, bank guarantee requirement has come down to a large extent. We will be able to grow this business and execute the order book basis the equity base that we do have right now.
And from you just mentioned the order book inflow, we have upgraded the order inflow from 2,000 orders. What was that? I just missed out.
So the target for this year was new order inflow of 2,000 crores. We already achieved 1,770 crores.
Correct.
Plus the 480 crores that we announced L1 yesterday. So we have kind of given the expectation that the 40 crores will convert to a confirmed order in the next couple of days. That 2,000 crore number is kind of already breached to 2,250 odd crores. So that is why I'm saying that we have kind of bumped up our order inflow to 2,500 crore target.
Understood. And Adil, just one last question. Sir, since you know we are into this phase of new acquisition also, and you know, we are trying to reduce on the borrowing sides, just to understand if we can, you know, slow down on the dividend process and use that money again to put up in the business rather than, you know, incentivizing the investors for the sake of the company's interest. Just a suggestion.
So I think the board has kindly mostly heard what you are saying or discussed what you are saying. That is why the dividend was brought down from 10% to 7.5%.
Correct. Absolutely. I understand. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Viral Jain from SMG Finance. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, you're audible. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So my first question was regarding with the execution part. So you did mention in the previous quarter in Q2 FY26, that the H1 execution is typically 40% of the full year revenue. And looking
Correct.
At the second half, we'll be getting the 60% of the contribution and reaffirmed 20% annual growth guidance. Am I correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So given that in 9 months FY26, the revenue growth is 8% year on year at the consolidated level, so can you just help us to give a clear picture with regards to the implied execution required in Q4 FY26 and whether can we expect any larger order to peak the revenue execution in Q4 versus spilling into the FY27?
So I think I did reply to this question previously, but again I'll repeat it for the sake of clarity. We expect Q4 revenue to be close to 500 crores, 40 to 500 crores, which will enable us to achieve a revenue, full year revenue of close to 1400 odd crores. So this is something that we feel is quite achievable. And given the acquisition of Alcon as well as the operations in Ghana and Africa also picking up quite well, and that is, so if we do 49 crores, that is like a 40%, which we did in Q till H1, which is 600 odd crores, and the balance 800 crores, which we are doing in H2. So that is what I think that reaffirms my statement in the previous call, that H1 is typically 40% and H2 is 60%.
Got it, sir. And can we expect any larger order to peak the revenue in Q4 versus spilling into FY27?
So, like I said, means there are contracts which are performing quite well, which we have highlighted earlier as well, Prayagraj, Ganga Bridge, Kona Expressway, Rani Ganj, etc. So, these are contracts which are performing, Golaghat for that matter. So these are contracts which are performing already quite well, and they will continue to perform well in FY27 as well.
Got it, sir. And my next question was with regards to the monsoon-related disruption. So, in the previous quarter, you did mention that the monsoon-related disruption impacted the execution and temporary billing. So, from Q3 numbers, the revenue is being quite flattish on quarter-on-quarter basis. So, can you give us a more clear picture on how much the execution was being deferred due to the monsoon and whether this will fully normalize by Q4?
So I would say that almost 20%, close to 45 to 50 crores of revenue was deferred due to monsoon. This obviously will be, we will be able to achieve that balance number in Q4 as well, which will enable us to do the 500 crore kind of number in Q4.
Got it, sir. That was all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Pratiksha, Investing Alpha. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, hi, sir. I hope I'm audible.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. So my question is on the recent acquisition of Alcon Builders and Engineers. So it has given us entry into a high barrier, high margin signaling EPC segment with about 22% of EBITDA margin. So can you elaborate on revenue contribution expected from Alcon in the coming year, the coming financial year?
Yeah, so like I said previously as well, Alcon did revenues of almost 100 crores in FY25. This year, in 9 months, they've done revenues of almost 104 crores. We expect them, Alcon to do revenue of another 30 crores in this year to close the year at almost 130 crores. Given the order book that they have and the new order pipeline that they've already bid for, we expect FY27 revenues to be 140 odd crores as well for Alcon, which will contribute to the full year revenues for FY27 for GP Intra as well on a consolidation basis.
Okay, so do we plan to scale signaling beyond Alcon's existing 200 crore order book?
Yes, obviously. This 200 crore is just the order book as on date. We will continuously bid for new contracts in Alcon as well. And like I said previously, we expect the revenue to double in the next 3 years to 200 odd crores. This is okay. And obviously, the order book will grow in proportion to the revenue guidance as well for Alcon.
Got it. And sir, another question is like, how should we think about the capital allocation between traditional EPC, signaling EPC, and HAM JV projects?
So I think the traditional EPC requires the maximum capital. Signaling EPC will not require much of capital allocation other than this acquisition, which is being paid to their shareholders, to the existing shareholders of Alcon. The HAM project obviously will require 45 to 50 crores of investment from us, which will partly be funded by the margins that we do make on the EPC portion of the HAM as well.
Okay, sir. Got it. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. The next question comes from the line of Parth Kotak from Plus 91 Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Just one follow-up on the bid pipeline. I'm not sure if you mentioned about the same in your opening remarks. I mean, as we continue to grow our revenue, the order book needs to keep on growing at a healthier pace. So if you can give some color on the bid pipeline, that would be helpful.
So obviously, you're right that we are continuously bidding for new contracts with a healthy EBITDA margin of 13%. We have already announced yesterday that we were L1 in one of the contracts of 1,200 odd crores, our share being 40% in that. We have bid for more than 2,000 crores of further orders in the recent past, wherein the prices have not been opened, so we cannot predict what is going to happen. But we are quite hopeful that we should get further new orders as well in the balance 2 months of this quarter. And that is why we have bumped up our order book inflow guidance from 2,000 to 2,500 crores.
Sure, thanks.
Thank you.
As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Atul Tantia for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone. I hope we have been able to suitably answer your queries. In case you have any further queries, you can please direct it to MUFG, our investor relations advisors, or directly to us. Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you. On behalf of GPT Infra Projects Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you will now disconnect your line. Thank you.